Coming up on episode number 424, it's our annual tribute to Valentine's Day. Again, it's an all-request show with songs that you've wanted to hear. Some of them are dedications, and I'll get to do my best Casey Kasem, but all of it should be something you enjoy. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is February 12th, 2008. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. This time it's the Valentine's Day episode, a couple days before the holiday. And on tonight's show, you're going to hear some dedications, some requests, all in kind of that romantic style, but certainly not Muzak. You're not going to be hearing any slow, plodding, boring love songs on tonight's show. I won't play those. I refuse to. And we're going to go ahead and get things kicked off with something I haven't done in a while, the Uncovered Gem of the Week. It's not a cover, but it is a great song, and it fits perfectly. From their self-titled album from 2006, here's Vanilla with Valentine.
So you got me working overtime. You say the weather's fine. Now I offer up a Valentine. It's not refined. It won't have cupids like the other kind. It's a simple leap of faith, but not for me. Now we're sailing on the sappy sea, and the sap is me. We're supposed to sing in harmony. All I hear is me, stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea. It's a simple leap of faith, but not for me. Valentine, why should it matter that I'm bald and so much fatter? Why does that elicit laughter, dear? Valentine, why should it matter that I'm drunk and weak a bladder? Why does that elicit laughter, dear?
Big Grammy winner Amy Winehouse and her version of Sam Cooke's Cupid. That comes from last year's Radio 1 established 1967 cover compilation double disc set that covered 40 years of the BBC with old songs being covered by new artists. An excellent, excellent compilation to pick up. Before that, Vanilla. It's not lame. They are from Not Lame, but it is the uncovered gem of the week. Their cover or their song Valentine from their self-titled debut album from 2006. And I heard this when I was doing the Not Lame show, and I immediately thought of having it as an uncovered gem. And I was wondering what it was about that song that I like so much. Why it certainly like resonated with me. It's because it's made up of a few bands, one of whom I really, really like, another power pop band, Liars Club, Jet City Fix, and the band that I'm really a fan of is Tiny Volcano. All those bands have members that are part of Vanilla, and so that explains why I hooked into it so quickly. Well, my own Valentine is here, Tina.
Hello.
Who's feeling better, hopefully, from Sunday.
I am.
And yesterday and Monday.
I am.
Good. Glad to have you with us. Tina's not here for Musically Challenged, though. Tina's actually here as part of sponsorship with Audible.com. Tina has a recommendation. Usually I come to you with the recommendations, but since it's Valentine's Day, I decided to bring my own Valentine on to talk about something that she's recently enjoyed. Your pick is Eat, Pray, Love, One Woman's Search for Everything Across Italy, India, and Indonesia.
Yep.
What's it about?
Well, it's a great read. It's a great, you know, listen in the car. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's basically a true story of a woman who goes through kind of a mess of a divorce and, you know, can't decide if she wants to have a child. And that's kind of why they end up separating. So she goes off to Italy to try to basically to write the book, mm-hmm. and to try to put her life back into perspective. And so she spends a good chunk of time in Italy. Then she moves to Indonesia, and kind of goes on a spiritual quest there. And then I forgot the last place that she went
India.
India,
mm-hmm.
and that's where she actually finds love again. So it's a fantastic, fantastic story. Highly recommend it. I haven't heard anybody who didn't like it that has either read it or listened to it.
Is it nonfiction? This is a true story.
It's a true story.
This is this woman's autobiography.
You got it. She's been featured on Oprah and everything else, and people can't get enough of this book.
Very cool. And what's cool about it is that the audiobook is read by the author. It's read by Elizabeth Gilbert. You're hearing her tell her own story.
She didn't
hire Jennifer Aniston to come read this thing.
She's not herself a Stephen King, you know, reading it yourself type of person. She has a great voice.
Don't say anything bad about Stephen King, because I've recommended some Stephen King books as part of the Audible thing too.
I love Stephen King.
Okay. Cool. So that could be your free book with audible.com. Check them out. If you go to the link on the top of coverville.com, or go just type in your browser audiblepodcast.com/coverville. It'll take you right to a page where you can sign up, get a free download.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that free download for Eat, Pray, Love. You'll be saving yourself $19.58, which is how much it would cost normally. You get a free credit every month with Audible, and you can use it for audiobooks. You can use it for pay podcasts. There's some great stuff on there. Mm-hmm. Old This American Life episodes.
That's cool.
Yeah, and Ricky Gervais podcast. Lots of great stuff on there.
That's great.
So make sure to check out audible.com. Sign up through Coverville. Helps us out. Helps me out tremendously. So thank you, Tina, for jumping in with that. All right. Getting to another request here. This one comes from Bob I didn't say that The Cupid by Amy Winehouse was a request by another Bob who didn't say where he was from.
It's Bob Day, yes.
This request, Love is the Seventh Wave, of course, originally done by Sting on that breakthrough solo album of his, The Dream of the Blue Turtles. This one is performed by The Duchs, D-U-H-K-S, and it was requested by Bob from Winchester, Virginia. Here are The Duchs.
In the empire of the senses, you're the queen of all you survey. All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way. There is a deeper wave than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper wave than this tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every pow we never see. There is a deeper wave than this swelling in the world. There is a deeper wave than this. Listen to me, girl, come on. Feel it rising in the cities. Feel it sweeping over land, over borders, over frontiers. Nothing will its power withstand. There is no deeper wave than this rising in the world. There is no deeper wave than this. All the anger, all the weapons, all the grief, all the armies, all the missiles, all the symbols of our fear. At the still point of destruction, at the center of the fury, all the angels, all the devils, all around us, can't you see? There is a deeper wave than this rising in the land. There is a deeper wave than this. Nothing will withstand. I say love is the seventh wave. I say love. Oh,
One day I looked up and there you were, like a simple question looking for an answer. Now I am aware, listening to some inner call and swimming blindly to find myself upon your shore. And what if I don't find you and I have landed? Would you leave me here to die on your shore, stranded? I think I know why the dog howls at the moon. I think I know why the dog howls at the moon. Dela, Dela, nyan nyan Dela, when I'm with you. Dela, Sandela, Mama Sandela, I'll burn for you. I've been waiting all my life, waiting for a miracle. I've been waiting day and night, day and night. I've been waiting all my life, hoping for redemption. I've been waiting day and night, day and night. Dela, Dela, nyan nyan Dela, when I'm with you. Dela, Sandela, Mama Sandela, I'll burn for you. A blind bird sings inside this cage that is my heart. The image of your face comes to me when I'm alone in the dark. What if I could give a shape onto this ache I have for you? What if I could find the voice to speak the words to capture you? I think I know, I think I know, I think I know, I think I know. I think I know why the dog howls at the moon. I think I know why the dog howls at the moon. Now sing. Dela, Dela, nyan 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 Dela, I'm with you. Dela, Sandela, Mama Sandela, Dela, when I'm with you. Dela, Sandela, Mama Sandela, I'll burn for you.
Dela by the Beautiful Girls. That comes from their album Ziggurats from 2007. The word Dela, according to Rob from Essex Junction, Vermont, it's a Zulu word meaning contentment, and it's a song that means a lot to his wife and he, and when they were expecting their kids, they considered it as a name if they had a daughter. It's beautiful, beautiful song, beautiful rendition there, and he wanted to hear a cover of it. Happy to find one for you, Rob. I hope you enjoyed that. Dela by the Beautiful Girls. Before that, The Ducks from their self-titled album from 2005, Love is the Seventh Wave, originally by Sting. A couple thank yous I want to throw out. Thank you to Donald from Redwood City, California, for your generous donation for the show. Really appreciate that. And thank you also to Ben in Jerusalem and Mike at leafygreen.com for helping me with the pronunciation of Yael Naim, who is the artist I played on last Sunday's show, covering Toxic. She's also the artist that does the music for the new MacBook Air advertisements from Apple. So thank you to all of you for your help, corrections, donations, considerations, questions, and suggestions. Let's get to another request. This comes from West Side Story originally. Here's a great cover that comes from the soundtrack to an advertising campaign going on right now for TIAA, TIAA Cref. It's Vic Chestnut and Liz Durrett with their cover of Somewhere.
angel came down from heaven yesterday. She stayed with me just long enough to rescue me. And she told me a story yesterday about the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. And then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's coming back, coming back tomorrow.
Originally by Jimi Hendrix, a version there, a very pretty version there by Alison Brown, Angel, which was a request by Steve from Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. That is really, really pretty. It's still not a slow plodding love song though. I think it's Jimi Hendrix, man. It's awesome. Before that, you heard Somewhere, originally from a West Side Story written by Bernstein and Sondheim. That was performed by Vic Chestnut and Liz Durrett and was a request by Noah. Happy to get that on the show for you, Noah. And with that, we are going to go ahead and close this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you've got a request or an idea or a suggestion, it's really easy to get those to me. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. For our next show, we're going to strip away all this love stuff, and I'm going to do the show completely on a boombox hoisted above my head as I pledge my undying allegiance and affection to you, the listener. It is the Peter Gabriel cover story in honor of his birthday, coming up on Thursday's edition of Coverville. On Sunday, we're going to do the All Request Show once again. Got a lot of requests to get to, so the more of these, the better. And then next Tuesday is a mystery. Oh, it's all indie. It's an indie hodgepodge. Got some great stuff to play for you on that one. So stick around for all of that. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. It's time for the secret bonus track. If you've stayed on this long wondering why there's still 4.5 minutes left of the show, well, you're about to be rewarded. Just in case you wanted to know how you could write your very own Valentine's Day love song to your loved one, Da Vinci's Notebook has all the formula you need to know. By request from Matt, here is title of the song from their 1999 album, The Life and Times of Mike Fanning by Da Vinci's Notebook.
Declaration of my feelings for you. Elaboration on those feelings. Description of how long these feelings have existed. Belief that no one else could feel the same as I. Reminiscent of the pleasant times we shared, and our relationship's perfection. Recounting of the steps that led to our love's dissolution, mostly involving my unfaithfulness and lies. Penitent admission of wrongdoing. Discovery of the depth of my affection. Regret over the lateness of my epiphany. Title of the song, naive expression of love. Reluctance to accept that you are gone. Request to turn back time and rectify my wrongs. Repetition of the title of the song. Enumeration of my various transgressive actions of insufficient motivation. Realization that these actions led to your departure and my resultant lack of sleep and appetite. Renunciation of my past insensitive behavior. Promise of my reformation. Reassurance that you still are foremost in my thoughts now. Need
for instruction, how to gain your trust again. Request for reconciliation, listing all the numerous tests that I perform of physical and emotional compensation. Oh, title of the song, naive expression of love, reluctance to accept that you are gone. Request to turn back time and rectify my wrongs. Ooh, repetition of the title of the song. Acknowledge me that I acted foolishly, increasingly desperate pleas for your return.
Sorrow for my infidelity,
faint hope that my sins are forgivable.
Appeal for one more opportunity.
Drop to my knees to elicit grand response.
Praise to my chosen deity.
Modulation, and I hold a high
note. Title of the song.
Can you hear the title?
Expression of love.